Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we look at the market trade on Monday, across the grain and oil seeds at least, it feels like it's more of this outside market pressure that is continuing to weigh on things. What are your thoughts of what you see across the grain and oil seed trade on Monday?
Yeah, there's two numbers that really tell the story, and that's the VIX and the dollar. The VIX is trading at 31 as we speak. I've noticed over the last several decades that anytime the VIX is over 30, it's very difficult, not impossible, but very difficult for any commodity asset to sustain a rally unless it's got a strong story. And I don't think fund managers see a strong story right now in the ag commodities. We can argue that, but I'm talking about what their perception is right now. And the other is a strong dollar trading up over 114, the highest it's traded in over 20 years. And those two factors create a lot of headwinds. You got tough competition for our commodities, as we saw in the export inspections report this morning. And you see a lot of fear on Wall Street as shown in the VIX. And when fear is high, traders just don't have the courage to build ownership in a commodity, as I said, unless it has a really strong story that they understand.
Arlen, I know as well we have harvest pressure, I would think, picking up as Midwest harvest picks up across the region. We have some strong cash basis in a few areas. And then looking ahead to Friday, we have quarterly grain stocks. I have to think those are a few other factors in this grain trade that could be something to watch and maybe some weight here as we move ahead.
Absolutely, because we still have some areas in the Midwest that have strong basis for both corn and soybeans, but especially for corn. So even though we're very early in harvest period, we're seeing some farmers really take some grain up from the combine to town, and that's adding some of the pressure as well. I don't think it's the predominant factor in this market right now, but it's certainly a contributing factor to the weakness that we're seeing in the board.
Arlen, over in livestock, cattle futures holding up okay, it appears, here on Monday, while hogs finding a bit more pressure there. Any thoughts in the protein sector?
Yeah, we're continuing to struggle in the cash market as well as the product market in the pork complex. So we're seeing that weaker board once again today, and the worries about the economy certainly do not help things as they raise fears about consumer demand. In the cattle complex, it's a little different story. We did have a cattle on feed report on Friday that leaned, I would say, slightly bearish with the second largest on feed numbers that we've seen for the month on record. But overall, it's very similar to the previous month. Those are largely lightweight cattle due to the ongoing drought that we're seeing in the West. It means it'll be a while. They'll be on feed for a while, be a while before they are slaughtered. So we're seeing some strength come back into this market this morning, holding on to some modest gains.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up here this afternoon on Market Talk, we will sit down and have a chat with John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing, get his thoughts on the market trade. We'll look at weather, the latest on Hurricane Ian, and some frost potential across the upper Midwest this week. Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien will join us as well. And we're going to talk about Clear Flame Engine Technologies. CEO and co-founder BJ Johnson is going to join us on this afternoon's Market Talk. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Monday, September 26th. Find us online, markettalkag.com. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.